This is exciting. It's playoff weekend in New Orleans. The Saints getting ready for the Eagles Sunday in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. We have a sister station in Philadelphia, WIP, and we're going to talk to one of their hosts on the air coming up just after 3 o'clock. And also, I've got a list of some of the hosts on WIP and some of the official predictions they have made for the Saints-Eagles game. So here's a station in Philadelphia. How are they picking the game? I'll share that with you at this hour. Also, last hour, I read a prayer that I wrote for the Saints. I think they're going to win, but just as a little added insurance, I wrote this prayer. And I read it on the air just after the news at 1 o'clock. I'm going to do it again after the news at 3 o'clock, well, probably about 3:20. We'll do it again. But if you want the prayer, you can print it out or you can share it. It's on our website. Right now, it's on the website. WWL.com. And I will tell you that the website right now, our website is on fire with story after story, interesting story after story about the Saints. The city is really ramped up. And Channel 4 Eyewitness News has this fire truck, a party bus, and they're going to have a rolling party really throughout the city. And I saw them at Bonneville High School. I think they were at Children's Hospital earlier. Megan Key from Channel 4 joins us on WWL. Megan, where are you guys now?
Right now, I'm looking for a sign, but you know, we have seen so many amazing people this morning throwing out feasts. The crowd has been lively, and we've been having a great time. Zach Street here, and even Choppa style.
When I saw this earlier, I saw you guys were having a great time. Kevin Belton's with you, and where are you going to go next? Or just can we let people know where you're headed?
Well, actually, right now we're on Main Street.
I couldn't hear that, Megan. Tell us again where you are.
Actually, yes, we're heading to Port of New Orleans.
Port of New Orleans, okay.
Yes, that's where we're heading right now. We're on Magazine Street.
Now, as you drive by in this fire engine, I mean, it's obvious that it's a Saints party bus. Are just people along the way cheering and shouting at you?
Yeah, I mean, the Saints fans, what can I say? There's no fans like them. Everybody is screaming and shouting and honking their horns. It's been a great experience.
All right. Check back with us next hour if you have a chance and just have a great time. I think what you guys are doing is fun, and it's just another reflection of how ramped up the city is for the playoff game Sunday.
Oh, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We saw some Eagles fans, and they said, good luck to us. We're like, good luck to you, but you're losing.
All right, Megan Key from Channel 4, the party fire engine party bus. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. I want to remind you something that a caller said toward the end of last hour, and this is really, really important. As we talk about places to go watch the game, if you're not going to the game, if you don't want to be home alone or just home with the people that you're with, and look, if you want to do that, that's great. I've done that many times and really enjoyed it. But if you'd like to be in a crowd, we're also coming up with suggestions on where somebody might go to watch the game if they want to be in a bar, sports bar, restaurant, or somewhere in a crowded place to watch it and to share the game with other Saints fans. And this woman, Patricia from Kenner, called and said that this happened to a friend of hers. When you're cheering, if the Saints score and you jump up and you're cheering and hugging people, there are people who plan to be there. They act like your friend. And then when you do that, they take that opportunity to maybe steal your purse or steal your phone or steal your wallet. So just be cognizant of all of that as you celebrate, because we know the Saints will score. From Homa, Sterling, welcome to our show. Who dat?
Who dat, buddy? How you doing, bud?
I'm good.
I'm doing great. Hey, man, I just want to tell everybody, man, that I just came from the Pat rally. Dude, you want to talk about love? Man, that's none but love over there. They are having a wonderful time. I enjoyed myself. All the news reporters, all out there, we showed a lot of love, man.
Awesome. So you went to the Channel 4 pep rally.
Yes, sir. Awesome, man. Everything Channel 4. They had guys, everybody dancing, man. I love New Orleans. I love New Orleans. From Oklahoma. I don't mind driving from home to New Orleans.
Man, Sterling, it's great to hear that. It's a fun city, and this is just a great time. I mean, it's a beautiful Friday, and the playoff game is coming up, and the Saints are doing so well and seem to really have it together this year that, you know, man, I feel everybody's excitement.
Yeah, you know what, buddy? You're right. But you know what I told all the people? bring a pot and some cooking oil because we are going to cook some birds when the Saints beat.
Sterling, I appreciate the call. Who dat? Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game from downtown. Gary, you're on WWL.
Hey, Steve, my buddy.
How you doing?
How you been, man?
I'm good.
We're going to win the game, right?
I think so.
I'm just want to remind all of the whole Who Dat Nation, what our motto, the Saints' motto is for this year. Do you remember, Scoot?
No, I don't remember. A couple of years ago, it was Finish Strong. What is it this year?
Prove them right.
Prove them right?
Prove them right.
Prove them right,
because
okay.
Everybody say the Saints is and the best team, we're going to prove them right, right? And this whole weekend was about the Saints, right? Who that?
Now, if you keep talking about right, then people are going to think we're talking about politics here, and I said I wouldn't talk about politics today.
I like the Chopper song, but I think the Frame for the Touchdown song is better. It's all about the Saints. Let's hear the Touchdown song on WWL. I know you've seen my text, Scoop.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get to that, Gary. I appreciate your call, and who dat? All right, if you want to join us with your comment, it is Free for All Friday. The only thing that we're not doing is we're not getting into politics here. So if we say something about right, it's probably, you know, running around the right side of the right would be related to sports in some way. But if you want to join us, also, if you have a suggestion as to where somebody might go to watch the Saints game Sunday, if they want to be in a crowd, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And also, it just occurred to me that some of you may be listening outside of the city, because we do have people around the country listening to our show online. And if you don't have the app yet, just download the app, radio.com. And man, you can take the show with you anytime, anywhere. And when people are traveling through this area and they say, well, I was just driving through and I just found your show for the first time, love the show, I always remind them at the end of the conversation that all they have to do is download radio.com and stream our show from wherever you are. So if you're listening on your laptop, your phone, your computer, if you're listening on something somewhere outside of the city, you're somewhere else, you're somewhere around the country, and you're a Saints fan, love to hear from you. Either call or send me a text. This is just a very exciting time. I mean, let's paint this picture. It's Friday. We're heading into the weekend. The Saints-Eagles playoff game. Sunday, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And man, when they come out on the field, we're going to be thinking about how the boys are back. Spread the word. Oh yeah, they're back. And it's my understanding the Saints will be wearing all black. Love that uniform. Love the all white. But I think all black is appropriate here. It will be in mourning for the Eagles when they lose the game and die in their bid to be the Super Bowl champs again this year. Okay, I played it yesterday. I'm going to play it again coming up out of this break, and I want you to get ready to crank it up. But I've got a song from a band. It's about a town. It's about taking a town. It's about being so excited that you get out there and you just take the town. This song is going to relate to the city after the Saints win Sunday. We'll play that next on WWL. Late kickoff. It will be Sunday evening after the game, and this town is going to be crazy if the Saints win the game. I think they will. I'm going to be outside of Gate C, the Champion Square Gate, and we'll be talking to Saints fans. We'll talk to a couple of Eagles fans leaving the game. We'll be live on Facebook. So if you're not going to the game, just have your phone or just find your laptop or tablet or wherever and just be on WWL Radio Facebook Live for fan reaction right after the game. And then after that, I'm going to head into the French Quarter and talk to a few people. In fact, tonight, I'm going to go to the Liverpool Legends, the Complete Beatles Experience at the Jefferson Parish Performing Arts Center, which I've never been to, and I'm embarrassed to say that, but I'm going to be there tonight for the first time, looking forward to it here. It's a great facility, so I'll be there. But after that, I'm going to venture onto Bourbon Street, and I'll be live on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, but that will ultimately be shared on WWL Radio Facebook. And I'll see if I can talk to some Eagles fans and some people down there. Before I get back to your calls and before I get back to more of your texts, I want to share with you some predictions from some of the hosts on our sister station, 94 WIP, Sports Radio, Philadelphia. Al Borganti is a host, and Al Borganti says the home field advantage is going to be too much to overcome. Saints beat the Eagles 29-23. Angelo Cataldi says the Saints win 31-20. These are hosts on a sports station in Philadelphia. Angelo says Saints win 31-20. Sorry, but Drew Brees is too good for the Eagles' D. Rhea Hughes says the Eagles win 21-17 and simply says the defense. Joe DiCamara says the Eagles win, didn't predict a score, said the Saints are terrific, but their offense did regress in the last month. The Eagles' offensive line, defensive line, and secondary have all improved, but the main factor, I can't bring myself to pick against Nick Foles. Not now. The Eagles win the game. Nick Foles, as he was last year toward the end of the season, and Sean Payton's pointing out he's that way now, and you and I have seen it, the guy's a surgeon. John Ritchie, from a sports station in Philadelphia, says the Saints win 38-34. He says highest scoring game of the weekend, but it won't be as close as it looks. Ike Reese picks the Eagles to win 23-20. Says the Eagles defense gets two early touchdowns off a rusty Drew Brees. The Saints are unable to overcome their early struggles. That is a concern for me. In so many ways, this year has been different. But that is a deep-rooted concern in me because I've seen that happen before. I've seen it just to where it's just, you know, you knew the Saints were going to win the game. They were going to win that game. And they get behind. And they don't catch up. So let's hope that doesn't happen. But that is a concern because as much as we are willing the Saints to win, every game is a game to be played. John Marks from 94 WIP, Sports Radio in Philadelphia, says the Eagles win 34-31. Says Nick Foles outduels Drew Brees. And Joe Giglio says Eagles win 31-27. Says Nick Foles leaves the field with the lead again, and the Eagles defense closes the deal with a last-minute stand of Brees' offense. We're going to talk to Joe Giglio from Sports Radio 94 WIP in Philadelphia just after the news at 3 o'clock. From Metairie, John, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, who dat?
Who dat?
Hey, I just wanted to remind everyone that the loudest crowd noise ever measured in the Superdome was somewhere around 127 decibels.
No, I've never seen it that high.
No, I believe that it was. And that crowd noise is very important for disrupting the offense of the Eagles. And we've seen players come on and talk about they lose that jump on the defense and they get a lot of false start penalties. So you can really feel like you are a part of the Saints. You're helping them win. And I just want to remind everybody, if you look up and you see it's at 105 or 110, we can do better than that.
Well, we can't. One of the problems, John, though, is there's an intrinsic problem with the Dome, because the Dome is such a multifaceted facility that there are acoustical tiles to make it pleasing for a concert. So because of that, the sound doesn't reverberate as much as it would if it were just a stadium for football.
Well, that may be true, but I think we need to be as loud as we possibly can.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I seem to remember seeing it around 117 and thought, you know, we can do a little better than that. So I don't know if it's gone to 127, but I agree with you. But, you know, it almost doesn't matter what the decibel level is, because in the context of that stadium, it is loud. It's damn loud. And the other players know it. And people don't like to play there, which is a tribute to the fans. But I think you bring up a good point to remind everybody to make noise.
Yeah, I know that I'm going to have a sore throat the next day, and it's going to be a very happy sore throat, and I'm going to feel like I contributed.
All right, John. I mean, it's true. I mean, people go. There are people who go to the game, and they're in the stands, and they honestly feel like they're part of the game. Like you're part of the defense, because when the defense is on the field and the Eagles' offense is on the field, you make noise to try to disrupt them. It is intimidating. And even though we might not technically be the loudest stadium in the NFL, it doesn't matter because we just know we're loud and we know it's a very intimidating place to play. And I forgot which saint it was, but he was talking about the Saints fans. And he said, you know, when I go into the dome, it's like playing in front of, and it's like playing for family. He says, it feels just, the fans are different here. It feels like family. Look, there are great fans in other cities. There are. But we are great fans too. And the players do sense that. You know, last game, I was on the front row of the Plaza. I mean, I was right behind the bench. Front row, Plaza level, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I have tickets. I never know where I'm going to sit. I quite often sit in the terrace. And so for the game Sunday, I'm going to be up in the terrace. And man, that is a fun place to watch a game. You have a great perspective on the game. And the front row, it's nice to be there, but it's hard to get a perspective on what's happening. I mean, sometimes you have to really look up at the screens to see what's going on. So the terrace, I'm telling you, and the some of the comments and some of the stuff that goes on, I mean, the terrace level tends to be a little rowdier sometimes. And I don't mean in a negative way, but just in terms of, let's just go down and get them kind of way. So it's fun. I'll be sitting there for the game Sunday. Here is a text that says, it's not going to be... Oh, I mentioned that... Oh, I can't finish this thought because we've got news coming up. But I said it would be hard on your butt if you went to watch the game at Champion Square. I'll explain when we... The city, this entire area is ramping up for the Saints playoff game Sunday. You can just feel the buzz in the city. I saw it when I was walking here with fans and people dressed in black and gold and people wearing Saints jerseys. It's a beautiful Friday heading into the weekend and great anticipation for the game on Sunday. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Where will you be watching the Saints-Eagles playoff game? 46% home alone. 39% in the Superdome, 11% at a party, and 7% in a sports bar. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says a great place to watch the game is Cosmos Bar, corner of Burgundy and Governor Nichols. It has been there for 85 years. Great crowd, mostly locals. Yeah, that is a classic bar in the French Quarter. Former Saints offensive line and WWL Saints play-by-play announcer Zach Strief joins me in the studio. Zach, good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good. I want you to tell me what players are feeling now before this game, going into the weekend, compared to what they feel before a regular game.
First of all, I think during the week, and I think Sean alluded to it during the week kind of leading up, is stay in your routine. Don't let this game be different. Don't let it feel different. You should be preparing like it's the biggest game of the year every week, and so stay in your routines. As you get closer to the game, as you get into, now – 2:30. They're probably off the field today. The work week is kind of over and wrapping up. As you get into Saturday, you can't help but feel that kind of energy. Like you talked about, you can feel it walking down the street.
Yeah.
You can feel people getting excited. And I know for me, I'm getting all kinds of people looking for me to comfort them and guarantee them that the Saints will win because everyone's so anxious about it. And I really think that As you get closer and closer, that adrenaline starts coming. And when you walk onto the field for the first time, when they walk out for warmups, the whole group together, that it's a different deal. It's a different environment. There's more energy, and that's really when I think the juice is really kind of coming to play.
I've seen the Saints in the past, and I'm not talking about this season, but I've seen the Saints in the past in situations like this, in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and they come out and they're not on top of their game, and they get behind. That would be a concern if they do get behind.
Well, I certainly think, it happens in the NFL
that you
get behind. But this is the kind of game that you don't want to allow, and you don't want the Eagles to build up this momentum like they've had the last few weeks. And they're coming into the game with momentum, and that's great. I know that starting fast will be important for the Saints this week. I know it's something that they're going to talk about. It's something you talk about every week, really. You don't ever want to start slow. Mm-hmm. But I think that kind of hearing from the guys, I think they've done a really good job of both getting guys rested up, but also now giving that sense of urgency, going out and hitting and putting pads on and getting after it in practice more than you do in, say, week 15 of the regular season when you're kind of banged up and you're pulling back. I think those guys are going to be ready to go. And I know those guys are tired of hearing all this. Well, you know, Philadelphia's mad you ran the score up, and Nick Foles. And it's amazing how little confidence there's been in this Saints team on a national level because of the role that the Eagles are on. And I think they'll be ready to play this one.
It was Sheldon Rankins who said some fans are unrealistic and they expect the team to go out and beat the blank out of everybody. And he's right about that. It's unrealistic because when you're playing at the level the Saints are playing, everybody's bringing their best game to you. They're up just because they're playing the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, I think people know if they're going to come into the Superdome and they're not going to have their best, they're going to get embarrassed. Certainly the Eagles learned that,
yeah.
Right?
Did the Saints run up the score?
No, there's been too many times. It's funny. I saw someone write this the other day. Were the Falcons running up the score when they were up 28-3 and still throwing the football in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
You know? Well, no, because that happens. And in the NFL and with an offense with as much talent as the Philadelphia Eagles have, there's a full quarter left there. You're still trying to put points on the board. And I don't buy into that for one second. Those are grown-ups. Those are big boys. Yeah. This isn't youth football.
I agree. But Doug Peterson's doing a good job of using that as a motivating factor. Whether we did it or not, if he convinces the team that we did it, that gives them a sense of revenge.
And I think every team, you know, you have to find that edge. You have to find something to get your team up, and you want them to play at their best. And so, you know, listen, they did this last year with the whole underdog thing. They were the one seed, and they were playing underdogs. Right? It's you need something. It's motivational tactics. I mean, they talked about Coach Payton this week putting the money and the trophy out and saying, you want all this, you know, win three games. And, you know, what is that? And then you hear, well, it shouldn't be about the money. Listen, first of all, it's a profession. It's about the money for everybody that has a job. That's why you're doing it. That's, you know, but at the same time, it's just trying to find that edge in there. And I guarantee you that there's been plenty of messages about, all of a sudden, we're the one seed. We're 13-3. We're the ones that won this game against the Eagles by 41. And all of a sudden, people have all these doubts about the New Orleans Saints. I guarantee that's being brought up in those meetings.
You know, in this business of radio, I learned a long time ago that it is harder to be number one than to get to be number one. And so the Saints being the top seed, it's harder for them to stay there than emotionally to be an underdog.
I think a lot of people talk about it like, the pressure is on the Saints. The Eagles have nothing to lose.
Right.
Well, the Eagles just won a Super Bowl, right? They won a Super Bowl last year. They're number one. Now, they may not be seeded number one, but they're the defending Super Bowl chance. If you want to be them, then beat them. And, you know, for the Saints, if there's a team in football that understands how quickly the playoffs can be taken away from you, how quickly your opportunity to win a Super Bowl can be snatched away from you, nobody more so than the New Orleans Saints.
Last year.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you got a team that felt like they were the Eagles in their position last year, you know, at this time, that were on a roll that people thought couldn't be beat, that were going, and they thought they were going to win a game, right? Just like the Chicago Bears thought they were going to win a game, and they were the hot team. It can be taken away like that. And those moments, that's what makes Philly so dangerous. They've been through those moments before. The New Orleans Saints have been through those moments. This team itself knows how easy it's going to be to lose this game. They know that it's not going to be easy. They're not going to win by 41 points. None of that's going to happen. But I think that learning experience from a game like Minnesota last year is exactly why this team is going to come out at the top of their game and not come out slow.
Zach, when you're on the field, when you're playing there, you're playing with the guys, you guys are like running into each other, and I mean, just like it's brutal there, especially the position that you play on the offensive line. Do you guys like curse at each other sometimes?
Like at your teammates?
Yeah, no,
or
like
the
other team. Yeah,
sure.
You curse?
I mean, listen, it's a lot of big guys and a lot of aggression and it's a highly competitive group of people. I mean, these are guys that'll cheat to beat their mom in checkers, right? Like they're she looks away, they're gonna move this piece because I got to win this game. And when you put that on a field and as much that's at stake as at stake in the playoffs, the emotions are going to fly. Guys are going to say things. I think for the most part, it's probably not as bad as people think it is, but it happens.
I mean, is it like in the movie MASH? You know, the movie MASH, saying something about, I was with your sister last night or something like that.
I'll tell you this. Now, you know, it's funny. I mean, it's not funny, but Carl Nix was married to Terrell Suggs, the outside linebacker for the Ravens, was married to Terrell's sister. it may or may not have come up at some point in that game. Now, it didn't come out of Carl, and I actually think Carl at one point turned around and was like, shut up, right? Not cool. But, yeah, I mean, listen, that stuff happens. I think most of the time, and you can see it after the game, there's a general level of respect for most players between guys. And, you know, but there's always going to be those, there's always going to be the trash talker, the guy that wants to talk. You know, my thing was always that I don't get paid extra to block a guy that's angry at me. So I'll just go ahead and tell him he's the greatest ever during the game and apologize and just keep beating him and not give him any extra motivation.
All right, Zach, thanks for the time. You're doing an awesome job. First year as a Saints play-by-play announcer. And, you know, here you are, somebody who was not trained in broadcasting, and you're doing a phenomenal job. And as I said from the very beginning, what you know cannot be taught. What you don't know can be taught in the booth.
Well, I appreciate it. I know this. The Saints have sure made it easy on us because every game has been great, and we're having a blast. So,
all right, Zach Streif will be. Well, you'll be on this afternoon with Deuce McAllister.
Fans and the pros. We're gonna talk about lots of this stuff. I got to see Choppa today. It's pretty exciting.
Did you?
I gave him my best Choppa style. I'm not a very good dancer.
But. All right, Zach. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Choppa style. I'm Scoot. Hang on. If you're on hold, we'll be right back with your comments on WWL. It kind of feels like we're on top of the world right now. Now, you know, all that can change, but man, let's just ride it while it's here. This city is buzzing. It just feels, even if you're doing your normal job, you know, you just kind of get into the mood this time of year, especially when the Saints are in this position. It's a beautiful Friday. We're going into the weekend. Chance of some rain tomorrow. It's going to be, like, this is the last I heard of the forecast. And to be honest with you, I've been busy during break, so I haven't heard any updates. But I think it's supposed to be cloudy, windy, and very chilly Sunday afternoon. So it's going to feel like winter. And as I said, for those of you who enjoy watching at Champion Square, and that's really a great place to watch a game. They've got the big screen there, and you're right there at the dome, so you kind of feel like you're part of it, and you're part of a crowd watching there, and the steps make it kind of feel like it's a stadium. But if you're going to be out there doing that, remember to bundle up because it is going to be chilly. From New Orleans, Norman, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, Norman.
How's it going? I've kind of called you a couple times last week, and I wanted to go ahead and tell you the fact that, you know, and now it's becoming more surreal as we get closer to this big game. And I'm hearing all kind of calls, you know, telling the fact that, you know, we're going to take care of business, and I'm all positive about that. But I'll tell you one thing. Something for me, it just seems to me like, you know what, if we can get in that game and we can just stay focused and utilize that clock and not make those little minor mistakes we've made against teams in the past, I mean, it's all over. Let's keep in mind the fact that sometimes our players are getting a moment and they get all pumped up and all of a sudden they miss it. They fumble the ball, all of a sudden they get down themselves. They can't do that this weekend. These Eagles are going to come in here on Sunday, you know, we'll pull it with a vengeance, right? Because they didn't want to get blown out like they did last time. But I got to tell you, I'm confident enough the fact that we're going to take care of business on Sunday. And like I said, the biggest game that I'm dreading right now, I mean, I know the Dallas Cowboys plays the Rams on Saturday. And I got to tell you right now, I have a good feeling the Cowboys are going to go ahead and take that game. And the boys are going to come to us on the Superdome. And we're going to make... We're going to make sure that those Dallas Cowboys understand that the last game was a fluke. Who that game? That's when we popped up. The Sigma Warriors is going crazy. I love it. I tell you what, this is for Tom Benson. Let's go ahead to Atlanta. Let's take that win. Let's bring that little boy from back home, baby. Who that, Stu?
All right, Norman. I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's going to be insane. It's going to be insane. But, I mean, it's so much fun. And, you know, isn't this the great thing about sports? I mean, think about the problems we have. Think about the serious controversies we talk about on this show every afternoon. And we put all that aside now. This is a great distraction. And not only is it a great distraction, but this is a distraction that brings us together. We're not talking about race. We're not talking about religion. We're not talking about politics. We don't care. In New Orleans right now, we don't care, which is why I ripped up stories, literally ripped them up at the beginning of the show, stories about Trump and the wall, and apparently there is breaking news, so I will share this with you. Trump said right now he's not going to declare a national emergency, so that's off the table right now. That's breaking news, and we will always bring you breaking news, but we're not talking about that today. I ripped up stories about all of that stuff at the very beginning of the show, because I don't want to get into it. Also, in the first half hour, I shared with you a prayer that I wrote for the Saints, and it's along with a blog that I wrote. It's on our website, WWL.com. And in it, I talk about the revenge factor for the Eagles, the inspiration to be another team, the first team in a while since 2004, 2005, to win the Super Bowl back-to-back. Not many teams have done that. The Eagles have a chance to do that. Will they do it? I don't know. And then if the Saints win and if the Cowboys beat the Rams, can you imagine the Saints and the Cowboys in that final game to decide who goes to the Super Bowl? I don't know when it started, but there has been a lot of hate and a lot of rivalry developing with the Dallas Cowboys. Look, I don't want to bring politics into this. This is just this is not a joke. I thought this was really funny, but this is a true story. I overheard two guys. They were two African-American guys. They're at the end of a bar in downtown New Orleans. This was a couple of years ago. And they're talking about the Saints, and they're talking about the Cowboys. And this one guy says, I mean, this is not a joke. The one guy says, the other guy says, I'll tell you how much I hate the Cowboys. If the Klan had an NFL team, I'd pull for the Klan over the Cowboys. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. One thing really does describe the Saints so far this year. All right, coming back with more of your comments, I'm Scoot, Friday afternoon, and we'll be back. Hey, come on now, let's get ready to sing it together. I'm going to turn my mic off because I appreciate you guys. I don't want you to be upset. All right, come on now, sing it. I'm Scoot, and we are dedicating the show this afternoon to talking about the Saints-Eagles playoff game Sunday afternoon, Mercedes-Benz Superdome, late kickoff at 3:40. Our coverage begins at 11 o'clock in the morning right here on WWL. And as you know, people who go to these games when there's a late kickoff, they don't start drinking at the same amount of time before the game as they do when it's a noon game. No, they start drinking at the same time, whether it's a noon or a 3:40 or a 7:20 kickoff. So it means that a lot of people are going to be having a lot of fun. From Alabama, Mike, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Who that, man? Who that?
Who that?
Got a question.
Yeah.
And I was telling the guy who screened the call, we were talking about the noise level in the Superdome. And I hear a lot of people, you know, NFL people, talking about how loud the Arrowhead Stadium is. To me, personally, their stadium is wide open, right, as opposed to the Superdome. And it's going to be loud because it's all closed in. So the noise is all, I guess you call it centralized, and it can't help but cause a problem for
Well, it's a problem, but Arrowhead Stadium does hold the Guinness Book of World Records for the loudest stadium for a football game in the NFL. They beat the Seahawks record on, I think it was 2014, and it was just over 142 decibels, and that is like standing, you know, 30 feet away, say, from a jet taking off. I'm going to have to get to our code word, Mike, so I appreciate the call, and I have to move on here. But look, again, the dome is a multi-purpose facility. The dome is loud, it's intimidating, but if we don't set the record for noise, it's because of the acoustical ambiance in the dome, because we have concerts there. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest. Code word, the code word this hour is summer. Text S-U-M-M-E-R to 72881. Text SUMMER to 72881. And you can win $1,000. It's that easy. The next code word is coming out right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please never text and drive, and good luck. So when we come back, we'll talk to one of the hosts at our sister station, 94 WIP Sports Radio in Philadelphia. He predicts the Eagles are going to beat the Saints. We'll have that conversation coming up right after the news, and we'll get back to more of your calls. Also, the prayer that I wrote for the Saints is coming up next hour on WWL.